Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace, grit, and yes, even some humor along the way. Now, let's talk tech, that ever-present force that connects us, distracts us, and sometimes feels like it's running our lives. We all know that feeling, right? You reach for your phone, intending to check something quickly, but then BAM an hour later you're scrolling through memes, watching cat videos, or getting sucked into the abyss of social media comparisons. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Technology is incredible, don't get me wrong. It connects us with loved ones, allows us to learn and explore, and makes life so much easier in countless ways. But just like anything else, it needs boundaries. Healthy boundaries with technology use are essential for cultivating the stoic core, that inner strength and resilience we all crave. So, how do we strike that balance? Let's dive into five key takeaways to help you reclaim your time, focus, and sanity. First up, be mindful of your triggers. What apps or activities tend to suck you in for hours on end? Maybe it's Instagram, TikTok, or even certain news websites. Once you identify your personal tech traps, you can start to create strategies to avoid them or minimize their impact. Think about creating designated no-phone zones in your home, like the bedroom or dining table, and set specific times during the day when you'll completely disconnect. Second, schedule intentional tech breaks. Treat your phone time like any other appointment, schedule it in and stick to it. This helps create a sense of control and prevents mindless scrolling from taking over your entire day. Prioritize real-life connections. Remember those amazing humans who actually exist outside the digital world. Yes, technology can help us stay connected, but nothing beats face-to-face interaction. Make an effort to schedule regular meetups with friends and family, engage in conversations without your phone constantly buzzing in your pocket, and remember the joy of simply being present in the moment. Next up, cultivate boredom. Sounds counterintuitive, right? But hear me out. Boredom can actually be a breeding ground for creativity, self-reflection, and even just plain old relaxation. Instead of immediately reaching for your phone when you have a few spare moments, try going for a walk, reading a book, meditating, or simply letting your mind wander. Finally, remember the power of saying no. This applies to both excessive tech use and anything else that drains your energy or time. Don't feel obligated to be constantly available online or respond to every notification. Set clear expectations with friends, family, and colleagues about your communication preferences. You have the right to choose how you spend your time and energy. Don't let technology dictate your life. Okay, so imagine this. You're at a dinner party, catching up with friends, laughing, and enjoying delicious food. Suddenly, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling mindlessly through social media. It's like they've disappeared into another world, missing the actual conversation happening right in front of them. How does that make you feel? A little disconnected? Frustrated? Annoyed? Yeah, I get it. That's exactly what unchecked technology use can do to our relationships and our enjoyment of life. So, let's recap. Be mindful of your tech triggers, schedule intentional breaks, prioritize real-life connections, embrace boredom, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. Remember, you're in control of your technology use, it shouldn't control you. Go out there and build that stoic core, one healthy boundary at a time. And remember, if you have any tech-related struggles or triumphs, share them with me on social media. I love hearing from you guys and connecting on this journey together. See you in the next episode, awesome humans.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.